Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. A question that has been asked, and we're going to answer this: has the Constitution failed us? As we know, the ANC has just come out of an important national policy conference, which, to be honest, produced basically nothing. It did discuss issues of the economy and social equality, but it was very emotional. Land was one of the contentious issues discussed at the policy conference. On the issue of the land, President Zuma said expropriation without compensation within the law may be considered to achieve the goal of redistribution. Zuma alluded to changes to the constitution that could be effected through the democratic processes. The country's socio-economic challenges, as we know, are glaring. The question: why has the country not made the kinds of social and economic advances that we were promised in 1994 and also by the Constitution in 1996? To help us understand this further is Professor Penelope Andrews, Dean of Faculty of Law at UCT. Professor Andrews has published 4 books and more than 50 articles focusing on international human rights law, comparative constitutional law, and the judiciary. Professor Penelope Andrews, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Of course, it's quite a facetious question, isn't it? Has the Constitution failed us? Isn't it more a question of those who should deliver the Constitution? Maybe they've failed us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, as I argue in an article that I've just published, it's not the Constitution that's the problem. It's the failure to implement and enforce the Constitution. So we do have, the framework. And what we need to do now is ensure that, within that framework, we can roll up our sleeves and do what needs to be done.
It does seem as if what's needed right now is a spring cleaning, perhaps, of what I would call the current political mentality, which disregards court orders and seems to have very little respect for the rule of law or even proper parliamentary procedure.
Well, I think, the spring cleaning, I like your spring cleaning term. I think we need to do the spring cleaning, but I also think what we really need to do is focus on, the massive failures since 1994. Now, there have been successes, so I don't want to sort of give the impression that nothing has been done with respect to the poor since 1994, but clearly not enough has been done. So what we need to do is really look at the problems and say, we have this constitution, we have all these rights and so on, we can take enforce these in courts, but why do so many people still live in such dire conditions? Why is there so much poverty, unemployment, etc.? So I think we can do the spring cleaning, but we really have to turn out the house and kind of figure out now what it is that we need to do. Now, we don't even have to turn out the house because we have a national development plan. Remember, the former minister Trevor Manuel went into the office of the presidency and there was a big national development plan, which was something like the reconstruction and development plan. I'd like to know why that has not been rolled out. The Montlanthe Commission right now is looking at the post-1994, the laws that were passed and what the impact was, particularly on the poor, looking at economic inequalities. Why don't we look at that and say, all right, they will come with some recommendations, but we really need to do this. What has happened is that there have been a few people at the trough and they've forgotten the majority of others.
Indeed, and of course, what is quite profound is that I don't think I heard the word National Development Plan once in connection with the ANC policy conference, and surely that should have been the thrust of things, looking forward, how can we move forward and how can we actually change things for the better rather than squabbling about issues that are important, yes, but at the end of the day there's just much more than the two major issues that came up.
Absolutely. I think what they should actually do, that now that Belle Pottinger is in such a in such an apologetic mode, use the National Development Plan to go forward and sort of lay out a campaign around the National Development Plan instead of the distractions that they've allowed us to be subjected to this past year or so. I do think that the failure of the ANC at this conference this past weekend, the failure to give effect and really come to terms with what they themselves decided to agree to in the National Development Plan, that's a huge failure on their part. So they're sort of skirting around the issue and really not coming to terms with what they as the governing party need to address and with urgency.
Do you think, trying to find some water in the glass, that what appears to have saved the day is in fact the constitutional framework? You know, the clothes might be falling off the bones and the flesh might be falling off the bones in a sense, but if one looks at the ruling by the courts today protecting journalists and a number of other court decisions which have made it quite clear which direction that government and government play should go.
Absolutely. I think the Constitution and the courts have saved the day, and they've saved the day on many occasions. But what concerns me is that in many ways the court is doing what the legislature and the executive should be doing. It's the failure of Parliament to actually do what it needs to do, the failure of the legislature to enforce and implement what the Constitution requires, particularly around land, to really give effect to the Constitution. So, yes, I think it's important that the courts play the role, and they have, but I think that the legislature needs to step up. And we have seen, I mean, I'm hopeful because I think there are wise people in the ANC. I think that there are wise people in government. Maybe they've been silenced, maybe they've been marginalized, but I think that this, at least the policy conference, even though the ANC didn't come up with much that really makes it, gives us hope, the fact that they didn't come up with some, what would have been, quote, radical economic transformation, some very serious concerns around that. I'm all for radical economic transformation, but not in the way that they see it. It's not about enriching a few. It's really about ensuring that the poor and the marginalized and the unemployed and so on, are that those needs are addressed. So I am hopeful. I mean, the courts, the Constitution and the courts entrench for us the idea that we live in a constitutional democracy. But government must step up, and not just the national government, provincial governments and local governments. If you saw the Auditor General's report about municipalities, it's a disgrace that municipalities are being so mismanaged, that such corruption and incompetence, and sometimes a combination of corruption and incompetence, that it means that people in some municipalities, their rights are being violated all the time. And I think it's a disgrace. So yes, we have to focus on the courts, we focus on national governments, but we also need to look at provincial and local governments.
I think those are very, very critical points. Just a final question, just to wrap it up. You would say unequivocally that our problem is not the Constitution, as some politicians are trying to say, it's ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, the Constitution is going to make it possible for us to continue to be a shining beacon on the continent. And so, yes, ensure there's implementation and enforcement, but strengthen the Constitution. Don't remove it.
Professor Penelope Andrews, Dean of the Faculty of Law at UCT, thanks for chatting to us, and do enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, and the same to you.